Introduction. The 40th President of the United States, Ronald Wilson Reagan, came to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue by way of the silver screen, and perhaps no president was more adept at embodying the image of the United States as a country made up of heroes. Reagan had made his mark as a sportscaster and an actor. He came to politics after success in occupations which seemingly had nothing to do with governing. But when he was an actor, he served as president of the Screen Actors Guild, an introduction to leadership that would expand hugely after he paid his dues in politics. The most successful leaders are those who enter the pantheon of myth after a career spent bending destiny their way, and Reagan was no exception. He had known hard times in his life, but struggle never embittered him. His love of country sometimes blinded him to the means used to achieve desired ends, but he pursued his goals with single-minded dedication that never became bogged down in the conservative ideology that could have led to hostility between the parties. Reagan was willing to work with savvy Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill in order to bring about legislation. The current polarization of the political parties in Washington, D.C. makes many Americans long for the days when Democrats and Republicans were patriots with different views and not the bitter enemies that they seem to be today. He was the first president to come to the White House with a divorce in his past, but he and First Lady Nancy Reagan lived a love affair that made their romance another part of the Reagan legend. As America wrestles with intransigent political stances, burgeoning threats from home and abroad, and a newly elected president whose unpredictability raises global alarm, who can blame them for hearkening back to the Reagan years? How would the man who took on the Soviet Union have handled the Russia that has evolved since the Cold War ended? How would he address the barrier between Democrats and Republicans and inspire them to work for the good of the country rather than their own political stances? What can we and our leaders learn from the lessons of the 40th President, Ronald Reagan?